World War II was winding down, and the Knoxville Veterans Hospital was gearing up for a massive influx of patients when this two-story brick building was erected in 1944, a nursing care unit for some of the most desperate mental health cases in Iowa, including vets who suffered from the stress of combat. These intensive care wards are now deserted, a ghostly place where horrifying procedures were once common. It was all well-intentioned, and a young nurse from Des Moines was on the staff here in Building 102.
I was there during that lobotomy period. I remember that very well.
Lucy Barnett was in the Cadet Nurse Corps and now lives part-time in Hawaii. The lobotomy patients were brought to her ward after brain surgery.
I remember those patients as being very carefree. The way they acted in there, you just wondered how they would be able to live a complex life confronted with problems.
Lucy, who is now 87, comforted patients during shock treatment and cared for the men after emerging from comas induced by insulin. She says most of the veterans were great people who would have occasional bad times. But once, a man threatened her in the dining room.
He somehow broke this glass bottle, and he was going to kill me. So that got my attention. But these psychiatric aides, who were strong men, and they subdued him and held him so that he didn't get the job done, of course.
Some of the men had to be restrained, but one form of hydrotherapy, wrapping patients up like a mummy, helped to settle them down. It was a treatment Lucy experienced herself during nurse training.
They would be wrapped in wet sheets so that they couldn't get loose, for instance, get their arms loose. And this had a great calming effect because after you're in it a while, it tends to warm up, as you might guess.
Still in her 20s, Lucy had seen it all, even in the family. She believes her brother suffered from PTSD after World War II. Then, 60 years ago, it was here where a miracle drug was first introduced in the wards of Building 102.
Very, very, very important. Really revolutionized management of schizophrenia.
Sarah Grady is a professor at Drake University.
It allowed people that had this condition to leave the hospital sooner, so people do not suffer from the delusions and hallucinations.
With the Thorazine, that really was a great help. You saw a tremendous difference in the violent patients.
As Lucy Barnett reminisced, she could not recall a single patient death, even from the perilous treatments that preceded Thorazine.
I did not ever think of it as being an embarrassing time. We did what we could. We helped people, I do think. You know, a lot of them weren't very old. They were just normal people who had a problem.
Archaic procedures like frontal lobotomy, insulin coma, and primitive forms of electric shock are now footnotes in medical history. But psychotropic medications endure, including modern descendants from the original Thorazine. First introduced here at Building 102 six decades ago, a tablet and a sip of water gave World War II veterans new hope in confronting the terror they lived with. In Knoxville, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.